Brandon, this shir is a special schos for the refuah of Malka Bas Yehudis and Esther Espes Naomi Sara and Rabbi Yosef Ben Moshe Chaim. There's a machlokas mefarshim about the gather of Cheskas Mammon. The Rivash writes the Siman Reis HaMachvav that when someone is made in a basin and then Edom come and say he was over an Avera, and we don't know when he was over the Avera, we're mamid him in his Cheskas Kashrus, and we say now he became pasul, later on in the Edus that he was made was Ksheira. The Ketzos Asin, this is Siman Lamed Aleph, Siv Katan Hey, that has this different than a mikveh that was measured and found to be chaser of the required 40 sa'ah. What do we say? We say all the tyrus, everything that was nitbal in this mikveh is considered not to become tahor. And the reason is because it's tarti l'reis, so number one, anything that went into the mikveh has a cheskas tumah to start with, so hamei tumah cheskaso. And also now look at the mikveh, very chaser lefanech, it's chaser in front of you, so you have tarti l'reis. So just like you've tied to the reis there, so too, when someone was made that Reuven has to give Shimon money, and Reuven has a cheskas mammon, how can you push off this? And this we know this person did an avera. How do you push off the avera when you have a tied to the reis? On one hand, Reuven has a cheskas mammon that he's going against with his edus, and B, harei chaser lefanecha, harei this avrayin is lefanecha. So you should have tied to the reis, and you should assume that he's kaposel le'edus. So that's the kasha of the ktsois. And for the nesiv, siv katan tes vav, l'fiyani is daiti, lo kasha de shayni hacha b'tayrus, de shnei chazakas ha-mavarus, hein mitstarfin l'faris, shenechzer mikodim. Here the chazakas mavarus, the chazak of chasur l'fanech, is mavar, that it was chasur earlier as well. And the chazaka of cheskas tum was also a chazaka that's mavar, that if it was tummy before, remains tummy now. Mashenkein cheskas mamon, it's not a chazaka mavareris. We just can't be motzi from the hand of the muchzak without a raya. Why not? Because either we have a svara. If you have a svara, if you have a problem, something hurts you, then you go to the doctor. So if you have a problem, you want to get money, you have to prove that it's yours. Or we have a pasuk that you have to prove that it's yours. But either way you look at it, it's not a chazaka that's mevara. The fact that I'm holding on to money isn't mevara that it's mine. If you claim that it's yours, you just need to prove that it's yours. That arrive, you can't take it out of my hands, but it's not mevarer that it's yours. And memela, this suffix of this chazaka of cheskas mammon is not mitstaref to the other chazaka that this person is an avarian, and hare avarian lefanecha, so to speak. So the two chazakas are not mitstaref, and memela, we assume that the person did the avera later on. So it's mevur that the mesivus holds that a cheskas mammon is not a psak in the suffix, like a chazaka de meikara, just that you're not motzi mamon mi suffix because we have a svara, the kav le'kev, if something hurts you, also lebe'asa, you're the one who goes to the doctor, like we see at the beginning of Shor Shanaka Chasapara. So writes the Ksos later on in Simen Pechas, Simen Siv Kotan Dalet. So that's all the nesivus. However, the Ksos is l'shitaso, he explains later on in Simen Reish Pei Siv Kotan Beis, that we don't go by mamon achar rov. Rather, we go after Cheskas Mammon, even though normally we hold that Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif. And the reason is because Cheskas Mammon Adifa Mikola Chazakas. Normally, Rov is better than Chazaka, but when it comes to Cheskas Mammon, we go after the Cheskas Mammon, and we don't go after the Rov, because Cheskas Mammon is better than all the Chazakas. Because in every chazaka to meikara, there's not a chazaka now, because that's any chazaka to meikara ain't kan achshav chazaka. Darei ze gufa anu mistapkin. We like vayatze mechazkasa arishona. When you have a chazaka to meikara, we don't have a chazaka now. That's exactly our suffix. Did it go out of its chazaka or not? The whole chazaka is only meikara, it's from earlier. Hashenke mecheskes mammon, the chazaka is now. Mammon is tachas yado. That's what the ktsos says. So you see from the ktsos that he holds that a cheskes mammon is a chazaka gemura. Like any chazaka to meikara, an adarab, it's even preferable, it's even better. Because it's mitzad ahova, chazaka to meikara is what was. But this is what is. Chazaka to mammon is what is. And therefore, the ktsos asks his kasha. He's assuming in his kasha that cheskas mammon is a good shtark chazaka. It's mevarer that this money belongs to this person. If he's holding on to it. So he says, we have Tarati L'Reisa. We have the Cheskes Mammon, and then we have, because he's told Ruvi's holding on to the money, and then we have Harei Pasa L'Fanecha, that this person's an Avarian. So just like by Tuma, we're Mitzarif for Chazaka to make Kar of Tuma together with Harei Chasir L'Fanecha, here also we should be Mitzarif the two Chazakas, the Harei Chasir L'Fanecha, Harei Pasa L'Fanecha, this person's Pasa together with the Cheskes Mammon. So that's the machlokas, interestingly enough, as pointed out by Hagon Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal, we're basing this shir on his shir psicha, Benyan Cheskes Mammon to Meseches Bav Metzia. So from these we're showing him that we're going to bring, it would appear that Cheskes Mammon is a Chazaka Gemura, like the Ktsos holds Rashi and Ksuvis, Tafayin Heom Beis, Dimur Matzchil Otema, writes, Afilu Makam Shein Cheskes Mammon, Omed is Nekhala Akhisha. So you see that a Cheskes Mammon is a psak din of Chazaka, there it's somewhere a Cheskes Haguf, that's Makrish, a Cheskes Haguf. Contradicts the Cheskes Haguf. So you see, according to Rashi, the Cheskes Mammon is a psak din, it's a Chazaka Gemura, it's not just a, it's actually mevar. It's not just that you need a raya to take it away, that you don't do anything until he brings a raya. No, it's an assumption that it belongs to this person. Cheskes Mammon, it's like a regular chazaka, and not just like the nesivas wanted to learn that it's not a chazaka mevareres. So you just can't take it out of the hands of the muchzak without a raya. But it's not a chazaka mevareres. Rashi holds a chazaka mevareres, because that would be makrish cheskes haguf. So we see the hedgia b'shut ha-ma'arik in Siman Ayin Beis, that he says you learn cheskes mammon from the goyim, just like you learn chazaka de meikara from the goyim. So you see that he compares it to chazaka de meikara of tzaras, that is a chazaka if it was there before, that it's still there. So to mammon, you have a cheskes mammon, and it's a chazaka gemura like chazaka de meikara. Also appears that way from the Trumas Hadeshin and Siman Shin Mem Tes. The only problem is we have the Gemara in Bava Kama. I'm not going to bring the raya from the Trumas Hadeshin, but it's in Shin Mem Tes. You can find it there. And Rabbi Yabi brings it down. But we have a problem from the Gemara in Bava Kama, that it says that Amotzi Mechaver Al Raya is a Svar, the Koyv Lekev Azil Bayasya. It's not a chazaka gemura, just if you have a problem, you've got to prove the money is yours. But it's not a chazaka that it really belongs to the other person. So which one? So the Ktsos has a raya, that we have a shonam like the Ktsos, that it's a chazaka gemura, and then we have a raya from the gemara that it's not. So how do you understand this? So the best answer to give in these instances is very simple. Say they're both right. It's both. It's both a svara, that if you have a problem, you go take care of it. If you think someone owes you money, go prove it's yours. And also, we have a... it's also a chazaka gemura. And some of the hedge like that, and Rabbi Kiva, and the tshuvas and chelik aleph siman kuf lamed vav. Now we see in the sugya of Tukfo Kohen that a cheskes mammon is effective only as far as the cheskes mammon is concerned, but not for the suffik iser that's tolui in that suffik. In other words, if you have a cheskes mammon, then it only is mashbi on the mammon part, but not on the iser part, because you have a suffik b'chor, we go after the cheskes mammon, and we say it's b'cheskes b'ilam, and nevertheless, it's aser b'gita v'avodim suffik, maybe it belongs to the kohen, because only got by the suffik mammon, the suffik is the psak is effective to say that it's not a b'chor and that it belongs to the b'ilim. But the gabi the suffik iser of giza and avoda, there the psak of cheskes mammon is not effective, and we say maybe it belongs to the kohen. However, we have to understand that because a chazaka meikara is effective for everything that is tolui in the suffik, b'ilim and iser, b'ilim and mammon, like we see in many places. And if so, why is cheskes mammon different, that it is not effective for the suffik iser that's tolui in that suffik, whereas chazaka de meikara is effective for everything that's tolui in that suffik? So in the tshuvas, Baal HaNesivas, brought in the Chamdei Shlomo and Aruch Chaim Siman Beis, he was aware of this kasha. Why cheskes mammon only is effective for the mammon, but chazaka meikar is effective both for the mammon and for the non-mammon. For the iser, everything talui in the chazaka, we goes along with the chazaka. So he proves kishitaso that cheskes mammon is not a psak din of chazaka. That cheskes mammon is not a psak din of chazaka, and the reason it's effective is because hamotzi mechavero olav araya, like we saw before, that it's not mashpia on the to say that the moment actually belongs to this person. It's not a chazaka gemura. It's just hamotzi mechavero olav araya. It's not a psak din, and therefore it's only effective for the mammon, because we say al tosiyanu misafik, don't take it out from safik. But for safik iser, it's not effective at all, because we need a psak of chazaka, and that doesn't apply to a cheskes mammon. Mashenkin chazaka de meikara, that's a psak din of chazaka. Therefore, it's effective for anything talui in the safik, whether it's safik iser or safik mammon. So that's the nesivus shita. However, based on what we said, it's not true. Because cheskes mammon is also a psak din. We saw from the Rishonim, cheskes mammon is a psak din. Yes, from the Gemara, it's mashmah that cheskes mammon is just because al totzeinu misafik. But we saw from the Rishonim that in addition, it's also a chazaka gemura, it's a hajikosha leduchte. Why isn't it effective also for the safik iser that's talui in that safik? So the Ran, in the sugi of Takfa Kohen, writes that even according to the tzadik klapi shmaya galia, that the chefetz belongs to the person who's not being machzik the chayfetz. Nevertheless, if we would say tuk for coin, motzin miyado, if the coin would attack and take it, we would take it away from the coin, he has no zechias mammon in this chayfetz, even if klapi shmaya galia belongs to him, and therefore if he's makdish it, it's not even safek hekdesh, because the hekdesh is definitely not chal, because he has no zechias mammon in this chayfetz, and that's because the cheskes mammon changes the etzem zechias hamammon of the gavra, that since it was nifsak aide cheskes mammon, that the mammon belongs to the musak, memela bivadai, the second person has no zechias mammon, even on the tzad that klapi shmaya galia, that the chayfetz belongs to him. And this is also mavur in the Gemara, that according to the man the Amr, it says isal kadaitach takfa coin ain motzin miyado. If you say takfa coin, you don't take it away, he gets to keep it. So why nechnasin ladir? So how can you let it go and be meisered? Because you're poter memono b'mamon shel mono shel coin. Now you're using the mamon of a coin possibly, because takfa coin ain motzin miyado, he would be allowed to keep it if he would attack you and take it. So you're paying pattering your mammon from the miser with the mammon of a coin. So it's mavur that according to the mandarim or takfa coin motzin miyado, it's not pattering with your money with the mammon of a coin. Why? Because since it was nifsak mitzad the cheskes mammon, that it doesn't belong to the coin, memela the coin has vaday no zechias mammon, even on the tzadik klapi shmaya galia, it really belongs to the coin. Why? Because the cheskes mammon changes the zechias mammon to belong to the muhsak, even if klapi shmaya galia, it doesn't. It belongs to the kohen. So if a person has a sheep that he was poda a safek peter chamor, so it might belong to the kohen, but it also might not. But if we say takfa kohen, motzin miyado, even if klapi shmaya galia, it belongs to the kohen. Doesn't matter, since you have a chazaka in it, it's considered yours and not the kohen. So the zechias mammon changes it and makes it yours. However, this is all talking about cheskes mammon, but chazaka de meikar is different, because it says in the Tosefta in Tyrus, Perek Vav Braisa Hey, that if you have two shvil and one of them is tameh and one of them is tahar, and he walks in one of them, and then he goes in the base of Mikdash, then he does Hazah, purifies himself, and then he goes to the second path, and he goes in the base of Mikdash Yitzchayev. Why? Because even when he went the first time, it was mutter to go into the Mikdash. Why? Because it was only Safik Tame. Safik Tame Shisarabim's Tar. Ma'amidin al-Sabacheskas Taira. Because the first time he went, there were two paths. One of them was Tame, one of them was Tar. Since he went on the one of them, we have to assume that it was Tar. Your mom made him Becheskas Taira. And then he went into the base of Mikdash. Then he purified himself. And now he went on the other path. And again, he's allowed to go into the base of Mikdash. So each time it was mutter for him to go into the base of Mikdash. Each time your mom Becheskas Taira. But Mamon of Shach, one of the times he went Betumah, right? The first time he went on the Tame path, the second time, and then he went into the base of Mikdash. So Mamela, what's the din? The din is that he's Chayiv. So you see that a chazaka de meikara doesn't change the etzema iser, it's just a psak klape the gavra. And therefore, even though on every knisa there was a psak for the gavra that it was mutter for him to go in, but the etzema iser of knisa lemikdash doesn't change because of the psak of chazaka. And therefore, we say that since mimanavshach, one of the enterings into the beis hamikdash was betuma, because of that he's chayv in a karban. And therefore, we have to understand, why is the Cheskas Mamon different than Chazaka de Meikara? By Chazaka de Meikara, we say the Chazaka doesn't change the Etzem Isser at all, and it's only a Psak by the Gavra. And therefore, if this Gavra has a Psak that he's allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, but we know Maman of Shech that he went in Betumah, either the first time he was Tame, he walked on two paths. This path number one is the Tame path, path number two is the Tar path, and he walked in path one, and then when he walked on one path, he walked on the other, he doesn't know which is which. Each time he went into the Beis HaMikdash, so each time he was allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, because each time he was only Safik Tame. But since we know Maman of Shach, he was Tame, therefore he's Chayev. So the Chazaka de Meikara, that he was Tar, doesn't change the Metzias, doesn't change the Isser, and therefore he's still going to be Chayev. Mashenkin Cheskas Maman, the Chazaka changes the Etzem Zechias Maman of the Kavra, and therefore the Kohen, if he's Makdish, this Safik Pigeon Petr Chamor, it's going to be absolutely nothing in of Klapish Maya Galia. It was that it belonged to him, but it doesn't matter because there's a chazaka that it does not belong to him. So why is Cheskas Maman different than chazaka to make cars? Agon Agadol Rabbi Abba Berman says that the pshat is like this, that even though Cheskas Maman is midin chazaka, however, it's different than chazaka to make kara be'etzem yisod gidra, that chazaka to make kara is a din behilchas sveikas to chol haTorah kula, that when there's a safek yishtanus, what do? We're mamedin al cheskasa, and we say that it didn't change. However, Cheskas Maman isn't so. It's not a psak mitzad hilchas sveikas, that we don't find in hilchas sveikas to chol haTorah kula a chazaka like Cheskas Maman. Rather, it's a psak mitzad hilchas Maman, that if the Maman was b'cheskaso and he has a suffix, if the Maman is shayach to him, so we're mamid the Maman b'cheskaso. Mashenkin b'chazak de meikara, like an eshesish, suffix in mizgarsha, lo nizgarsha, we're mamid her b'cheskas eshesish, and we say that she wasn't mizgarish. There it's pashut, that it's not mitzad hilchas eshesish, that there's a din in hilchas eshesish, there's a suffix gerish and we're mamid her b'chazaka. No, it's a psak of kol haTorah kula, that if you have a suffix ishtanus, if you have a suffix, if it changed, so ma'amidin es hadavar al cheskaso, and me'mela and safik yishtanis of gerishin, ma'amidin al cheskaso, and you assume that she was still married. Mashenkin, when we talk about mammon, there, it's a din in the mammon, that when you say there's a cheskas mammon, it's not a psak mitzad hochas fekes, rather, it's a psak mitzad hochas mammon. That mammon, there's a mammon dik a din that tells you that the mammon stays with the owner, with the original owner. So that we can understand that Cheskas Maman isn't effective for Safek Isser, it's Gevaldik, since Cheskas Maman is not a Psak in Hilchas Sveikis, it's a Psak in Maman. Memela, it's only effective for the Safek Maman and not for the Safek Isser. And that's why we understand why the Cheskas Maman is effective, even both in the Klapishmaya Galia, it's not so, what we don't find in other Chazakas. And the reason is because Cheskas Maman is a Psak al Etzem HaMaman, it's a Mamanistic Psak, Psak on the Maman. And Memela, if we paskin on the Maman, so it can change the Etzem Zechias Maman, and therefore if the Kohen tries to be Makdish, it won't help because there's a Chazaka here on the Etzem HaMaman, that's a Maman. There's a psak that it doesn't belong to him, it belongs to the other person. It's on the Etzem HaMaman. Mashenkein Shar Chazakas, it's only a psak in Hochas Fekas, and therefore it's effective for the person who's Mesupik, but if Klapei Shmaya Galia that it's not so, it's not effective. And also, since it's a psak in Hochas Sveikus, it applies to other Sveikus as well. It doesn't only apply to this suffix, it applies to all the Sveikus, whether it's this, the Isser or the Mammon, it applies to both. But when it comes to a psak in Hochas Mammon, since it's only a Mammonistic psak, it's not going to apply to the Isser aspect. When you have a chazak de meikara, that's a din and call it Torah kula. That's we follow the suffix, that we follow the chazakah. So memela is going to apply to every area of halacha. But again, it's only a psak and a gavra. But it doesn't change the etzem hadin. And if klapi shmaya galya, that it's otherwise, then it's not going to be effective. Klapi shmaya. And therefore, in the case of the person walking on the two paths, he's going to be chayiv. Now, the Baal HaNesivus asks, brought in the Chen Shlomo, Ibn Ezra, Simon Chavdal, Tzivkat Tzvav, how does Rav hold that B'mamon, you go after Rov? Why don't we say, it's phallus. Take the miut, and there's also a Cheskes Mamon, and then there's going to be no Rov. Smoch miut al Cheskes Mamon, and then Israelei Ruba. So Ruvain has a Rov. And Rav says, we follow his Rov. Why would we follow his Rov? Reuven has a rov. Why should we follow his rov if Shimon has a cheskes mamon and he also has a miut? So take the miut together with the cheskes mamon, it should be the rov. So from this, the Nesivus proves like his shita, the cheskes mamon is not a psak chazak, it's only a svar of a motzi mechaver ol averaya, and memela it doesn't help that he has this cheskes mamon because it's only a svar, but it doesn't prove that it's his. As far, you want it, you're on your money, get it. But it doesn't prove that it's his, and therefore the Rov beats it. But we prove from the Rishonim, it's not true. Cheskes Mammon is also a Chazaka Gemurah, so then we have a Kashif, it's a Chazaka Gemurah, Smoch Miuta le Cheskes Mammon. And then you have a Reis on the Rov. So why don't we say that? But based on what we explained, it's very good that the Gether of Smoch Miuta le Chazaka, Visra la Ruba, is that the Chazaka is Mechazek, the Tzad of the Miut. And through this, there's a reis on the rov, but that's only shayach and a chazaka de meikara, which is a psak and ochas fekis. There we can say that the chazaka is mechazek, the tzad of the miut, which is one of the tzadei hasafik. My shenkin cheskes mamon, which is not a psak and ochas fekis, it's a psak and the mamon, memela, it can't be mechazek, the tzad of the safik of the miut, because it's not a psak and the etzem hasafik. It's a different category. You have a miut, which you have a suffix, area one of suffix, and then you have a miut. So how can you be mitzarev to that, the cheskes mamon, which isn't a psak in the suffix, it's a psak in the mamon. And therefore you can't say smoch miut al chazak or visla ruba. And based on this, we can also answer the kasha of the ktsos, that beidu alav shu rasha, why don't we say tarati l'reyusa? Because we have a cheskes mamon and we have a rerasha lefanecha, and that's beautiful and beautiful now. Because then you have tarati l'reyus, there's only shayach where the two chazakas are of psak on the suffik, like mikvah shenim devin nitzachaser. So you have a chazaka d'meikara of tuma, and then you have a rerasha lefanecha. They're both psaks, but chosfekus to pask in the etzem asafik. That with the etzem asafik, we're going to say that as a cheskes tuma going in, and a rerasha lefanecha, that's a psak in the etzem asafik. My shenkein here, the cheskes mamon, and a rerasha lefanecha, the cheskes mamon, is a psak in the mamon, and not in the etzem asafik. And the rasha lefanecha is a psak in the etzem asafik, and not in the mamon. There's no tzeirif, and in Mele you can't say tarati l'reisa. Now, Shmuel paskins that ain olchem b'mamon achar rov. Rather, you go after the cheskes mamon. The question is, why is it different than a surim? That by surim we say ruva chazaka, ruba adiv. So why don't we say the same thing by mamon? Ruva chazaka, ruba adiv. And Shmuel says, no, you go after the chazaka, not the rov. What's between mamon and other areas of halacha? So based on what we said, it's very good, because that ruva chazaka, ruba adiv, is because the chazaka is a psak mitzad hilchas sveikis, And the Safek is Goyrem, that we should go after the Chazaka. That B'makom Safek, the Torah says, that your Mamid Hadavar B'chazkasa, and because of that, Ruba V'chazaka Ruba Adif, that the Rov is Paul on the Safek, that the Safek won't cause a Psak of Chazaka, and therefore you don't go after the Chazaka, rather you go after the Rov. Because you can't say Lehefech, that the Chazaka is Paul on the Safek, that there's not going to be a Din Rov, because Rov isn't a Psak mitzad Hilchas Fekes. We say Ruba Kukula, and that's not mitzad Hilchas Fekes. So therefore, what does the Rov do? The Rov says about the Safek, don't go after the Psak of Chazaka. You can go after the Rov. So that's all Shaykh B'Chazakos that are a psak mitzad hilchas sfekis. So when you're in the world of Safek, what do you say? You say that the Rov is Paul on the Safek, that the Safek, that in the Safek you don't go after the Chazaka, that in the Safek you're going to go after the Rov. But if, right, because the Rov is going to like overrule the Chazaka, because it's going to say that it's not a Safek. Follow the Rov. In other words, you have a Safek, you don't know what to do, so follow the Chazaka. Yeah, but if you have a Rov, the Rov overrules the Safek, because the Rov is not a din in Sfekis. We say Rubo Kukula. So therefore it tells you, hey, you don't have a Safek anymore, you can just follow the Rov. But when it comes to Mammon, that's not a psak mitzad hilchas fekes. It's mitzad hilchas Mammon. And therefore the Rov there won't overrule it. Because there you have already a psak in the Mammon. Not that you're not sure, it's not that you have a suffix, and then you say to follow the Chazaka. And then the Rov will tell you, like in the case of regular Isurim, the Rov will tell you, no. Go after the Rov. In other words, it's Poel and the Safek that it shouldn't be Gorim Ipsak of Chazaka. It's not like that when it comes to Mammon. Because in Mammon, the Chazaka is not Mitzad Hilchas Sveikis, that the Rov can overrule it. Rather, it's Mitzad of Mammon. It's a Psak in the Etzim HaMammon. Mitzad Hilchas Mammon. So once it's a special category of Hilchas Mammon, and you can't come on to Rov. You never get to Rov. Because you already have a Chazaka, and the Rov is not Shaykh. Rov is only Shaykh if you want to know what to do with the Safek. And the Rov tells you, no, it's not a Safek. We know that it's, we're almost sure that it's Basar Rov. So you don't have to follow the Chazaka. When it's a Psak, Mitzad Hilchas Mammon, Namitzad Hilchas Fekis, so the Rov doesn't get involved. Because there, since it's a special classified area of Mammon, there we know Mammon, you go after Chazaka. And in this particular category, it's not the rule of Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif. Is not Shaykh, because Hilchas Mammon tells you to go after Chazaka. Whereas in the case of regular Sfekas from the Torah, so generally you go after Chazaka, but if you have a Rov, the Rov tells you, no, you don't have to follow the Chazaka, you have a Rov. But in Hilchas Mammon, Mammon tells you, no, follow the Chazaka, there Ruva the Chazaka word that doesn't apply. Okay, so these are obviously very Tifa Zachin, you have 20,000 Shirim, but we're just giving some food for thought. We should be Zocha Lumo Du Lamed. Lishma v'lasil, kaimus kol divrei salma tarasu v'yahavo. Amen v'yamen, shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved.